fixed rate Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, equal housing lender.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Pence has deflooded parts of Nebraska today. Flood records have broken in 17 parts of the state.
All these little towns devastated. Just all the houses lost. Where are we going to put him?
He's in Cass County, Nebraska. At least three people have died in that state, one in Iowa. Volunteers are being asked to fill a million sandbags in Fargo before snowmelt causes the Red River to rise. Hundreds of people are killed by flooding in southern Africa, with thousands of homes destroyed in Mozambique. Schools in Deer Park, Texas, near Houston are reopening today, and people are told it's okay to go outside as a fire at a petrochemical storage facility continues to burn. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo says about the air.
Right now what we're seeing is no elevated levels because the plume is high enough that it's not affecting us here close to the ground.
That fire started Sunday. It's expected to burn until tomorrow. This is Fox News.
Life is hard, but if you're a millennial, it's the worst. In fact, 3 in 5 millennials say life is more stressful now than ever before. Or in their words,
life is stressful AF.
That's why we need your help to save the millennials. Your small donation will go toward a millennial in need for about the price of a cup of coffee. You can, well, buy a millennial a cup of coffee.
Is this like fair trade, shade-grown artisanal coffee? Or is this that, like, basic Folgers crap? Hashtag old people.
At Save the Millennials, we aim to help millennials with the real-life stressors they face in everyday life.
Ugh, my selfie with my avocado toast only got, like, 48 likes. FML.
My iPhone's only at 23%. I bet people dealing with a plague never had to go through stress like this.
Won't you help us save the millennials before it's too late?
My Uber driver is still 4 minutes away. I literally wish I would have never been born. Hashtag not blessed.
Tuned in to the Holy Grail of Morning Shows, starring Greg Budell.
I am an enchanter. There are some who call me Tim.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
Jay Scott.
Help, help, I'm being repressed.
Emily Hayes.
Spank me. And spank me.
And me. And me.
Yes.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
I feel happy. I feel happy.
thanks very much.
Oh, Joel. So grab those coconut shells and let's gallop forward to Camelot. It's three men and a lady.
I have to push the pram along.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
And then the Wonder Dog agrees. Welcome to Tuesday, Rhythm and Blues Day, News Talk 93.1 FM. I'm Greg Goodell, Jay Scott.
I'm Scott.
He'll be joining us shortly. Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
But first, the last day of winter, Mr. Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Last day of winter, but technically the last morning of winter, I guess, will be tomorrow morning. We'll be in the upper 30s by then. In fact, some places are in the upper 30s right now. Sunshine today will dominate with a high today up to about 66. Kind of a breezy day today, but we're going to get rid of that milky layer, that thin veil of high clouds that have been haunting us for the last few days. We'll finally start to retreat. Tonight, clear, cold. Without that thin veil of clouds, the overnight low temperature drops to about 38. Tomorrow, more sun, high in the upper 60s. Spring officially begins 4:58 p.m. Thursday, upper 60s to around 70. A mostly sunny day. Friday, low 70s. Saturday and Sunday, middle 70s. Nearly perfect weekend, spring breakers, for here in the Gulf Coast beaches. The water is a chilly 68, but that has never kept one spring breaker out of the water. That cold temperature. And then maybe a couple of showers by Sunday night. Right now, this morning, clear skies, light winds. Temperature is 42. Selma has 37. Auburn, 39 at 6:12.
I take it you like your BLT today.
It was, I remarked.
The telegram?
I remarked to several. Even on television, it was the best one I've ever had.
How do I live up to that? The next time, next week on Tuesday.
Oh, God.
BLT Day.
Tune in next Tuesday as BLT Tuesday Saga continues.
I dreamed about it. What was my first text to you this morning about? Is it BLT?
Boy, and I'm really glad you did because I was a slow starter today.
Yeah?
I'm taking some sulfa drug.
Some sulfa?
Everybody I've talked to about sulfa drugs is allergic to them. They cause all kinds of... And I'm not, but...
Are they for allergies?
It's for the throat. It's this throat thing that just won't go away. I don't want my throat to go away. I kind of need it for work, but...
So you didn't know if you were going to do the BLT.
I, again, have to thank Dr. Love. Yesterday, I felt like a step back. You know, I'm so sick of this. 3 weeks of feeling like crap, and then I finally started to turn the corner, and then Sunday, it's like, uh-oh. So,
well, I have a headache and was trying to get over having a headache.
I have something good for headaches.
I had to make a fresh pot of coffee downstairs like a woman does.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good practice.
Right.
It better be a good pot.
No kidding.
It's your coffee.
And, you know, there was breakfast downstairs and all that stuff. Mm. But, you know, I'm trying to get over this headache before the rest of the day commences. And who wants to chit-chat this morning? Dr. Sam.
Well, I had an
The man that needs no microphone.
I had an interesting question for him today because he collects, you know, arms.
Uh-huh.
And I have a hand grenade at home.
He's an artillerian himself.
Yeah.
I just don't know if it... It's got the pin and everything.
You want to see if it works? Is that
no? I don't want to see if it works. I want to get rid of it.
Who just has a hand grenade?
I got one.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
We're not talking like the hand grenades in New Orleans. Huh? We're not talking.
Oh, I know the ones you're talking about.
Right? Y'all are talking. Yeah.
What's a hand grenade in New Orleans?
It's a
lot of fun.
It's a drink in a. It's just in a skinny thing.
It's madness.
And it's got weird colors and it's got a lot of liquor. It's got several shots.
I wouldn't know. You big boozers have to.
Yeah, well, anywho. How do you end up with a hand grenade?
Surplus.
Somebody gave it to me. Might have been Gino. I'm not sure. I'm not sure who gave it to me, but I put it somewhere and then I've been doing this major closet cleaning. And stuff is turning up, and it turned up. So I don't know what I wanted out of the house.
Are you meh on these two? No. Look, Rich won't even write on the paper he doesn't care for these conundrums.
Did we have one left over from yesterday?
I don't know. I don't know if we saved it, but it was one we didn't reject.
I'll find one. It's okay. Not a problem.
You got some of the wall on you.
Oh, and I think I got some
BLT on you. Bless it, he's wearing it.
I don't know how many years in a row they've been doing this, but with the NCAA basketball tournament, they come out with a song that names the nicknames of all 64 teams in the tournament. And here is the 2019 edition.
It's bracket time.
That's not what I wanted. I'll play that later. It's that sulfa thing.
Bears, Bruins, Braves, Bulls, Boilermakers, and Buckeyes, Cardinals, Eagles, Owls, Ducks, Jayhawks, and Hawkeyes, Golden Eagles, Golden Gophers, Red Storm, Red Raiders, Bulldogs, Times, Four, Bison, and Terriers, Blue Devils, Sun Devils, Billikens, Tar Heels, Two Tigers, Terrapins, and some team they call the Norse. Oh my God, there's still 38 more. Cougars, Catamounts, Two Panthers, Four Wildcats, Badgers, Grizzlies, Wolverines, Rams, and the Wolfpacks, Sooners, Spartans, Seminoles, Hokies, Rebels, Gales, Twice, Cavaliers, Volunteers, Monarchs, Flames, and Tonight, Stoves, Huskies, Cyclones, Orange Gators, Two Aggies, and Eaters, Raiders, Bearcats, Pirates, and Racers. The field is set. Fill out your brackets. It's March Madness.
Fun.
Did I hear there was a team called the Terriers?
Terrapins.
The Terrapins.
Terrapins. That's North Carolina. There.
I just thought the Terriers was just, you know. That's...
I thought Terrapins are Maryland.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, man.
It's the Tar Heels.
Get your sports here on News Talk 93.1 FM.
I like how they just put all the Bulldogs together when they said Bulldogs times four.
And boy, did I hear from people when I said congratulations to Auburn for being the SEC champs. No, they won the SEC basketball tournament. It's LSU is the SEC champs. Okay.
Oh, our bad.
Well, whatever.
Then how come they didn't win the SEC tournament?
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
if they're that good, why should they?
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shouldn't you be a champ if you win the tournament of the same?
Isn't that how it works in football?
Why is it different?
I don't know anything about basketball, and I don't know nothing about birth and no babies.
At 6:18.
Pretty clueless myself on both.
We got your local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. No arrests after a deadly shooting Monday afternoon in Montgomery. Police say 28-year-old Warwick Ruggs was shot in the 900 block of Taylor Street around 1 o'clock Monday afternoon. He was taken to the hospital where he later died. The mother of Montgomery County Commissioner Doug Singleton was hit by a stray bullet Sunday near Carter Hill Road. She was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office is investigating. And LEED Academy will open August 19th. School leaders say the school building off of Eastern Boulevard will undergo major renovations. They also need to fill close to 20 teacher and administrator positions. LEED Academy will start as a K-5 school, then add a grade each year. Registration is now open. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Guess what today is?
It's Tuesday!
I'm not awake right now.
You better wake up.
Or you'll be late for work!
Get a moving, you'll be late.
I don't want to go to work today.
Yeah, I don't want to go to work.
Well, somebody bloody has to.
Okay, fine, fine.
I'm running late, I only have time for coffee. It's showtime.
You know, I may have to stop making breakfast for you guys. Because I work with meat.
Yeah.
And then Bailey, I must carry the scent in because Bailey thinks I'm holding something from her, and I'm not, baby girl.
I keep trying to get her over here. I hate to put it this way, but it is your problem.
Thanks. It's a good problem to have. Keeps my thighs nice and warm, too, during the show.
That's what we call an overshare.
621 on News Talk 93.1. I think you just heard Jeff Mallinson a moment ago talking about Georgia Floors Direct. And they're about to celebrate 50 years of success in the business because they were founded on a very simple but smart concept. We will bring the flooring straight to our big warehouse here at 1965 Eastern Boulevard. At the time, there wasn't much out there. It was called the bypass then because it pretty much bypassed civilization.
Yeah, right.
And there wasn't much around. But now, sure, yeah. Dick Cannon said, well, one day this is going to be the center of town. And guess what? He was right.
Yeah.
And Jeff Mallinson and his team there will help you find the flooring you're looking for. Think big, dream big, at a real wholesale price. They have built a team of installers that is second to none. And from beginning to end, it's all Georgia Floors Direct. I can promise you satisfaction. Whether you're looking to redo one room, they've got hundreds of room remnants, or switch out from carpeting to a hardwood or a laminate, whatever you want to do. Take your ideas to Georgia Floors Direct and let them get to work for you. Again, 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Furniture. At 6:22, we have Britney on Broadway coming up at the Cheap and Trashy.
Oh, boy.
Love that. Yeah. And kind of an interesting thing on Sexiest Man Alive magazine covers on people.
Who is it this year? Is it anybody we've ever heard of? Do you know?
Gosh.
Who?
They just announced it, didn't they?
It seems to me it's somebody I didn't even know.
Which one is it? Sexiest what?
Sexiest Man Alive.
This year.
I thought they just started doing the sexiest person instead of...
Did they?
Yeah, because there's no difference between the sexes.
This is 2018. This is not...
Idris Elba was one, right?
Yeah, that's a few years ago.
60s.
No, this is from 2018. I don't see anything for 2019.
Okay, so you're still in it.
Kirk. There's November 19th, 2018, and that was Idris Elba.
So we'll just have to wait till the Cheap and Trashy that.
But that was November when they did that.
Oh. What's the name? Elba?
Is it from People Magazine? Who's it from?
I think so.
Ranker.com.
Oh.
Decided to take all the Sexiest Man Alive covers and put them in some type of sequence.
I see.
And they picked Ryan Reynolds from 2010 as number one.
Ryan Reynolds.
Chris Hemsworth was two. Hugh Jackman was number three. Brad Pitt's only like 10. And down at the bottom, Pierce Brosnan and Mark Harmon at 19 and 20.
Yeah, but when you're down at the bottom of that list, you're still...
Yeah, right.
Hey, you can tell anybody anytime I was once the sexiest man alive.
I had no idea that Ranker.com is nothing but ranks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the name is Ranker.
Well, yeah, I get that now.
Think I'll ever be the sexiest man alive?
You sure is ugly.
When you rank lists, I wonder if there's a list that ranks Ranker. No?
There's something for everybody.
Yeah, on the rabbit hole we go.
Hey, John Oliver is a jerk, too. We'll find out about him in the Chief. Oh, yeah, big time. You laid into Jay Leno, and you don't do that. We don't want no Ferners telling us that Jay Leno sucks. You suck. John Oliver. That's what I say.
About what Jay was saying about late night comedy?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because it's become...
I see.
A bunch of crap.
Then he played examples of Jay Leno doing exactly that during his stint of The Tonight Show.
There's a big difference. Big difference. I'll explain.
Okay.
Oh, thank goodness. My simple brain can't process it. It must be explained to me.
Well, you'll always be a girl.
This prepares you for what you experience in
life. Let's see if those women drivers are causing problems.
Oh! Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic is looking around the river region, and boy, it's a good time to be out there traveling because we don't have any problems at all. If you're coming out of Wetumpka, there are no problems on 231. You got a smooth ride. Also, if you're coming out of Prattville on 31 or 65, well, just take your choice. They're both running absolutely clear this morning. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride, and we don't have any problems on the boulevard other than stop and go at the traffic lights. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made with quality of legal services. Greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids. Noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family. One that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home. Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's amazing mattress and bedroom furniture liquidation sale. All 2018 model Serta, Restonic, and other mattresses must be sold this month. Bedroom suits as well as many odd chests, nightstands, and dressers gotta go. My warehouse lease is up and I have to downsize. A large group of bedroom mirrors are $15 to $35. A couple of cream-finished china cabinets for $200. Special groups of nice queen mattresses from $249, kings from $299. King mattresses with head-up adjustable bases from $599. Premium adjustable bases with dual massage, programmable positions, and underbed lighting from $699. Folks, Mr. Sandman has been voted Central Alabama's best mattress store for 2 decades. Visit both locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and our huge store on Highway 14 in Millbrook across from the Dollar General. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Computer screen just turned blue, black, network slow, hacked, ransomware. Listen, your business relies on technology. You don't need to know how it works. You just need it to work. Well, Bachelor Technologies has a team of engineers who do know. Bachelor will keep your systems up and running smooth 24/7. System monitoring, backups, maintenance. Go to wearebt.com and learn more. Bachelor Technologies. Learn more at wearebt.com.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Steve Miller Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.
Go on, take money and run.
Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Yeah.
Tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, March 21st, from News Talk 93.1. Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's bracket time.
Everyone's involved in a bracket. Well, now you can participate in the bracket to end all brackets. The bracket, bracket. A bracket to bracket brackets. For welders, contractors, do-it-yourselfers. That brackets the architectural elements for fixing one part to another. Broken down into categories. Structural or decorative. So which is better? Which is sturdier? Steel, iron, wood, stone, plaster, metal? Which will be the big winner? L-shape, horizontal, vertical, wall-mounted, maybe adjustable shelving with the big upset. It's not really gambling. It's just good fun. And it holds up. Bracket joke. The bracket, bracket. Enter today at bracket.bracket/bracket/bracket.com.
At 6:30 with the timeline for the 19th of March, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Love the piccolo on this. It's the 78th day of the year. 287 days are left on the last day of winter. National Certified Nurses Day. Thank God for all the great nurses out there in this world, and we salute you.
Heck yeah.
National Chocolate Caramel Day. I know you don't salute that.
Ooh.
Hey, Bailey, it's Poultry Day. And I'm... I was going to say something. I edited. It's also Swallows Return to San Juan Capistrano Day. It happens. It happens every year on this day, and it's just amazing.
How do they know when it's sleep year?
That's a good question. That's a very good question. I love that. 1918 on this date, Congress approves daylight savings time. Now there's a move afoot in several states to make it permanent. 88 years ago, in 1931, Nevada legalized gambling. They did it. temporarily in an attempt to lift the state out of hard times in the Great Depression, but guess what?
It's stuck.
It's still there. 66 years ago in 53, the Academy Awards televised for the first time. Bob Hope was the host. The Greatest Show on Earth won Best Picture that year. 1957, Elvis Presley puts down a payment on Graceland. Get this. $1,000 deposit on a $102,500
home. Beautiful home.
Can you imagine buying the Graceland now at $102,000?
That's insane.
It's just crazy to think of that. On the state in 1962, Bob Dylan's debut album, Bob Dylan, was released. 64, Sean Connery starts the first day of shooting the movie Goldfinger. He's the man with... Anyway, now our song of the day. It's a good one from 1968, and you might be surprised what you learn about this one. School of Broadcasting students,
yeah.
Lots of hooks in this Deep Purple classic, but hush! You may not know that this song is written by Joe South for Billy Joe Royal. It's true, it's true. It's Far and Away, the hit version. Hugh Hefner introduced Deep Purple on Playboy After Dark. Love the way this intro builds. Reach number 4 in 68. Here's the version of Hush, Deep Purple, on the timeline this morning.
I karaoke this.
Ooh. Can you imagine Joe South, Billy Joe Royal. Hit it!
I got some little girl, she's on my mind. No doubt about it, she looks so fine. She's the best girl that I ever had. Sometimes she's gonna make me feel so bad.
Oh, man. That is just so good. It's one of those we wish we could play the whole thing, but we've got to move on.
That is a jam.
It is.
Well, I love it.
Ultimately, we're going to be doing that, by the way.
Hey, by the way. You mean playing the whole
Rich
song?
The Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting song.
Oh, the evolution? The next...
will be moved to a different time.
Oh, my God.
What is this?
With a full lesson, and we'll play the complete song.
Starting at 9 o'clock at night.
I put the whole song in every time I do this. Even
I
know.
It's a shame. We have a shame. Out of it. We start it. We say how great it is, what the history is, and then we give you, like, a minute.
I've had people stop me and say, well, I love that every morning, but, gosh, I wish I could hear the whole song. On this date in 1974, Jefferson Airplane renames himself. They become Jefferson Starship.
How modern.
Yeah. 44 years ago in 75, Kiss releases their album Dressed to Kill featuring I'm Gonna Rock and Roll All and Party, Rock and Roll All Day and Party Every Night. 27 years ago in 1992, Buckingham Palace announced Prince Andrew and Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York, were separating. 24 years ago in 95, Michael Jordan made his first NBA comeback and rejoined the Chicago Bulls after leaving basketball for a year to become a mediocre Major League Baseball player. 2003, on this date, president went on television. The war in Iraq began, the second war in Iraq, with coalition forces primarily from the United Kingdom and the United States initiating war on Iraq. It was 7 years ago today in 2012 that Wendy's overtook Burger King as the second biggest burger chain in the U.S. McDonald's still has more locations than both of them combined.
Yet coming up later,
yeah,
it is the number one most popular fast food franchise is none of them.
Oh.
You'll see who it is later.
It's very interesting. Birthdays, his first name you may not even recognize. Eduardo Saverin is 37. Who is he, you might ask?
Who is he?
He's the guy who helped create Facebook, then got shut out by Zuckerberg. If you ever watched the movie Social Network, you know who I'm talking about. But don't worry about it. Poor Eduardo. He's worth $9.3 billion. Bruce Willis is 64 today. Harvey Weinstein, happy birthday, Harvey. He's 67. Scumbag. Glenn Close is 72. Ruth Pointer of the Pointer Sirhan, 73 today. Sirhan, Bobby Kennedy's assassin. How old? How old is Sirhan?
70 something.
64.
73.
75.
Wow.
Wyatt Earp
is still dead. He died in 1929, but he would have had a birthday today. Legendary U.S. Marshal of Tombstone.
Wyatt,
later.
Wyatt.
Wyatt Blatz.
A week from today, the Max Capital City Classic. You can win tickets today on this radio program. 9 days away from MLB opening day. 27 days until taxes are due. Easter in 32 days. And Mother's Day just 54 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Dippin' chicken. Dippin' chicken. Char grilled black and white. Dippin' chicken. I'll tell you more about it a little bit later this morning. Just jot those two words down. So this afternoon between 3 and 6, when I ask you to be caller 9 at 272-9228, you'll have those words handy and get ready to win. Dippin' chicken, your Baumhauer's winning word today at 637.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We've been talking about that thin veil of high, thin cirrus clouds that made the sun look milky yesterday. In fact, eventually it got so thick you couldn't really see much sun. Same thing with the moon this morning, that nearly full moon. But those clouds will shift out of here later today. So sunshine will dominate on this last day of winter with a high around 66. Kind of a breezy day. Clear, cold tonight. Overnight low 38. More sun, upper 60s tomorrow as spring begins just before 5 o'clock. And a full moon tomorrow night. And also a great space station flyover that I'll tell you about tomorrow. Thursday, upper 60s to perhaps near 70. Mostly sunny, dry. Friday, low 70s for a high. Saturday, Sunday, mid-70s for a high. Perfect weather for here in the Gulf Coast beaches this weekend. And right now this morning with clear skies. Selma 37, Auburn 39. It's 42 at Montgomery Regional Airport at 637.
ASC Credit Union offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service equipment and liner replacements and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic is checking around the river region, and things look pretty good this morning. We're starting to see a little bit of traffic on the boulevard, so be careful. Just stop and go with the traffic lights there. If you're on the interstates, we don't see any problems for you at all. Everything's running at a speed limit ride. And if you're coming in on the 31s, there is no problem at all. Let's be careful this morning and get to work safely. On the ground or in the air, Haynes Ambulance is serving Central Alabama. Haynes Ambulance is always there for you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We are getting ready to hook up with Alabama News Rising on CBS 8 and ABC 32 in a second. You want to know what a small world this can be?
How small, Greg?
Well, I was talking about the car that Tip Tames found for us at Jack Ingram and was talking about it on the air, and I got a note from a Facebook friend who said, we were going to buy that car.
That same car?
Sent me a Facebook message saying, in fact, I think this is, the Subaru you bought for your stepson, a 2007 Outback with about 80,000. Yes, we got there.
That's why
you shouldn't wait, because if you see something at jackingram.com,
might be gone.
You don't want to take a chance that it's just going to be there when you're ready for it. So. Touch base with Tip and the team at 235 Northeastern Boulevard, or get the price online at jackingram.com. Shop by model type, kind of car you're interested in, or brand name. They've got it all. Jack Ingram, signature used cars, that's number 4 and 5 for us.
Yeah.
In terms of purchases.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep mine. I'm just, the rogue is perfect.
Well, I mean, you've already got the chocolate pot stains where you want them.
Right in your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Right at 6:41, a recent survey found the average person complains about three times a day, and less than half of us think we could go a whole day without one complaint.
Yeah, and the five things that we complained about the most are bad customer service, telemarketers, mm-hmm. people who cut in line, feeling cold, ooh. And packages that don't show up on time.
That one gave me chills. That feeling cold I'm going to bring in through in a lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
The issue about packages not arriving on time is a major Guns and McGilla at the Budell House right now.
BarkBox?
BarkBox has not arrived.
You're kidding. I got mine several days ago.
Man. Of course, because you're Rich Thomas.
No.
The post office has a special last zip code
month,
for you.
Last month you got yours first.
Maybe someone canceled your subscription.
But no. In fact, I ordered extra treats this month, and my dog is not getting a little testy about this situation, I got to tell you. So I'll start with that complaint today. How about you, Emily?
I'll continue with it's always freaking cold in here.
Yeah, well...
And, man, I'm right here with you.
And I can't, I mean, nurse.
Why do you guys not complain as much as women about the temperature of the room? I don't know. Is there a reason?
I don't know about over there, but over here, because I have to wear a full suit every day.
Oh,
right. That's why I don't complain about it.
No, I got to understand.
Six layers on.
Yeah, y'all are under all those TV lights. We're under the TV lights here for, what, 4 or 5 minutes?
Yeah, it's a bit.
So it doesn't really warm the room up. But I'm freezing. Like, there's no way I would be up here without a sweater on right now,
I
and
think
these guys just freewheeling Bob Dylan.
I think, if I remember my 8th grade biology, why does everybody hold their breath when I open my mouth?
Because you never know.
You mean that
what
day you had
say?
To sign the thing with mom and dad?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That day?
No, I mean, I'm pretty sure that a woman's capillaries are closer to the surface of the skin, which would make them more sensitive to temperature changes.
Oh, thank you. All right.
That sounds good to me.
It's your biology lesson for
although
today.
Although I usually come in when I'm really cold, I'll say, hey, Ryan, is it cold in here? Because I know I can't depend on Andrew to give me the facts.
So you ask the weather guy.
Always hot.
Always. So I have to ask and make sure.
No, it stays cold in the studio.
I'm just happy now.
When it's 20 degrees outside, the AC still on?
Exactly. Yeah. I'll come in here and we'll get through the first segment or two and I'll be like, oh my God, are y'all cold? Rich is like, no, it feels great.
So
we can't ever turn the air conditioner off, so I have to come out here bundled up like I'm going into a blizzard.
They mentioned customer service on here. How about that? Your call is very important to us, and the average wait is 27 minutes.
Now, you then hold for 47 days.
Then you're praying that you get somebody you understand, and it's some guy from on the other side of the world that barely knows any English.
There's a lot of that going around. Yeah. I see the weather is on the list, but
yeah.
That isn't that like the greatest exercise in futility to complain
about the weather?
What are you going to do?
Yeah, really.
What are you going to do?
Move.
You wait a few minutes, it'll change.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
This keeps,
hey,
that's
something
original.
That we don't complain about, I wanted to start the segment with this, but
yes.
We kind of jumped in, is the food that Greg brought over yesterday morning.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Gosh.
A big round of applause to you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know how you guys do it over there every day.
I'm just glad that I was able to get a piece of it this morning.
Oh, they say Jalea piece.
So
how sweet.
That's because
Andrew
and
Brian
are so
funny. Greg, if that fourth wife doesn't work out, I'd gladly be
there you go, Ryan. That's
how are those BLTs this morning, kids?
It's the best.
Fantastic.
What did I text you? I said the best
BLT
great. I've ever
had. Yeah, it was really good.
Excellent. So
I'm good at something.
I have any extras laying around I can swing by on my break.
Yeah, well,
I can start leaving my lunchbox over here. Whatever you make in it.
Andrew has a lunchbox. What TV show is on your lunchbox, Andrew?
What cartoon's on your lunchbox?
You have the Jetsons?
I can ask my audience.
It's the Golden Girls, isn't it?
She's done it to
herself. My parents never let me have one.
I knew you weren't going to eat the lunch in there, so.
All right, guys, we will talk to you tomorrow morning. Maybe I'll show you my lunchbox.
That's like a casserole.
You want to hear more from 3 Men and a Lady? Be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
There you go. You got your breakfast
I think he does. I think he did it to himself. I think he tickled himself with the whole lunchbox thing. Like, I think he knew after he said it that it was just going to go downhill from
there. That was hilarious.
Hey, the lunchbox with the thermos.
Yes.
kind of snackable or lunchable in there.
Yeah, that's right.
Snack pack.
That's right.
The pudding, the vanilla, or the chocolate pudding.
The crackers with the cheese in the cup and the little red stick where you spread the cheese.
That's Ritz. The Ritz crackers.
Mom, why did you put graham crackers in here? I'm not going to eat the graham crackers. All right, I'll eat the graham crackers.
I have to figure out the crackers now.
And a little sandwich bag of Cheetos.
What were the name of those little crackers that you just... you pulled the...
I don't know.
The little cellophane back
on. The Lunchables?
No, not Lunchables. The crackers that had the red stick, like Jay's talking about. And they were like Captain's Wafers.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the best cookies. Those are the best crackers.
You mean the orange ones that made your teeth?
It had the little pot, the little dipper of cheese.
I never heard of a cracker with
Handy Snacks.
Handy Snacks!
Handy Sticks.
Handy Sticks, which are Cost Plus 10 at Food Outlet.
Handy Snacks. And I guess it is Ritz, but I don't remember it being Ritz.
I'll
have to take a look at the cookies.
I haven't tasted
a Ritz stick.
I haven't tasted a Ritz cracker in a long time.
See, it wasn't a Ritz. See, that's what it was. Kraft Handy Snacks.
This was a lunch staple for mine and Jay's generation.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
No. Because if you had any cheese...
It's cheese.
It's like how they call Velveeta a cheese product.
It's processed something or other.
It's a cheese product.
Yeah.
But man, oh man, lunchtime was so fun with those.
Those crackers. Looks like something came along and right on the cracker.
Ew.
647. Cheap and Trashy next.
They've sold 75 million albums worldwide. They've had 20 top 10 singles. And on Friday, March 29th, they'll be live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The Commodores. Entertaining audiences for over 50 years. From Tuskegee, Alabama, it's the Commodores. You're once, twice, three times a lady. Live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center Friday, March 29th at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster. The Commodores. If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. Noella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. Noella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. Noella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need
money. From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. we are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to the Jim and Trashy at 6:51. It's still kind of chilly outside, by the way. We're going to start with this John Oliver thing, making fun of Jay Leno.
John Oliver, mind if we take you out of context and do a fake interview?
I definitely don't care.
So you were born in England.
Which is gross. It's gross.
But you live in the United States and make fun of Americans.
The real story is much more complicated.
Mm-hmm. And who's your latest target?
Jay Leno.
Yeah, he did The Tonight Show 5 nights a week for almost 20 years.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, that's because you only do a show once a week and it's on HBO.
I'm already so angry about it.
So maybe you could take your anger and go back to England.
Oh, I absolutely should.
One last question. What two words do we want to hear from you?
John, be gone.
It is.
Have you never played any of his stuff before?
There's nothing by John Oliver in the system.
No need to get defensive. I was just asking.
Not one bit. That is the only thing with his name on
it. All right. Calm down.
Maybe some communist station in town will play some John Oliver for you.
That sounds Andrew's familiar.
Big, that's see Andrew's big boy.
Wow.
That's his lunchbox.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
He's a growing boy. He needs all that food.
Here's somebody else that I hate. Amy Schumer.
Golly.
This woman is Amy Schumer stuff in there.
It's loaded with it. Amy Schumer, she just can't get enough attention. Her career's been tanking. Her movies are not hits. Nobody shows up to her shows. And yesterday she said, "I know how to fix that problem. I'm going to get naked and show up on Instagram."
Oh.
Yeah. Speaking of people who won't be naked.
Me.
Jennifer Lopez and Constance, her last name is, how do you pronounce it?
Woo!
Okay, Constance Wu won't be naked in their stripper movie.
Huh?
Not Crazy Rich Asians. It's called Hustlers.
They won't be naked.
I'm so confused on what's happening. But I'm just a simple person.
Awesome. A little morning radio program that we do from 6 to 9.
Britney Spears is coming to Broadway.
She was an international success. She killed in Vegas, and oops, she's going to do it again. It's Britney on Broadway.
Oops, I did it again. Played with your heart, got lost in the game.
Fans said, "Gimme, gimme more," and she did. It's Britney on Broadway.
I'm addicted to you. Don't know that you're toxic. Don't know you're toxic.
Critics are raving. Kevin Federline says, "Sweet, more child support."
When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time.
It's Britney on Broadway.
That's hilarious.
It's really good how well
that
they
really well
used
done.
Her lyrics, but with the melodies of the Broadway.
Like classic Broadway.
Marg Helgenberger.
Mark or Marge?
Marge.
I'm not going to call her Marge until she puts an E after the G. Marg. Helgenberger.
Oh.
Is coming back to CBS for a new drama called Courthouse.
I thought you said Mark.
No, Marg.
Marg.
I'm not going to call her Marge. I don't know why they stuck her with that.
You're Gredge. Until you put an E on the end of it.
People are, people are suggesting that the NAACP Image Awards drop Jussie Smollett's nomination. You think that's a good idea?
Well, let's give that some thought.
I mean, depends. What are they nominating him for?
Yeah, right.
I've got a few.
Did they nominate him for best...
Really Maroon?
Yeah.
Best check writer of 2019.
Right. Best guy to go on an interview and completely lie through the whole thing.
Oh, my God. The name Santana turns up twice here.
Why?
Carlos?
The musician has a new track called Los Invisible.
Oh.
I know what it feels like to be invisible, Santana.
And Carlos Santana, the Philly, well, former Phillies baseball player, turned out that late last season, he went into the clubhouse during a game and found players playing Fortnite while the game was going on. So he took a bat and smashed their game unit
to
smithereens, and good for him.
Good thing he never found Daryl Strawberry between innings, huh? You know, tell me what he would have smashed.
He would have knocked the balls right out of the park.
Oh gosh.
Now look, I mean it's nice to know that there are athletes who are still who care enough.
Right.
You know, because the Phillies had a great then in August they just started losing. And they had
most players that how many did they take to the postseason, which is ridiculous. It was crazy. I mean, they had the most, right? Platoon of players. We're talking about the Phillies.
Free agents?
I don't know what I mean. The Phillies are just
they were in first place. They were neck and neck with the Braves. Remember?
Right. I know.
Yeah. And then they went on this big losing thing, and they didn't even finish 500 at the end of the season. So in the middle of a 9-game losing streak, that's when this Fortnite thing happened. Not those millennials.
They had those big ticket players. And
well, he was making $20 million. He's making $20 million this year. Yeah. And it's nice to know that he's making that money, but he still cares about winning and sends a message to players who aren't mentally into the game. Don Duck at All-American Tire and Auto with three locations to serve you now. They have put Millbrook on their map, or is it vice versa? But when you want tires, when you need, it's just great to have a go-to place for service on your automobile.
I went there last week.
I have to get mine in because the wrench is displaying on my screen and oil.
Ooh.
So I've got, it's just telling me I need service, regular time for service. And so I have got to get my butt over there. I'll probably do that Saturday at the Bell Road location. When you need tires, they are the folks that get every major name brand tire at a wholesale price. When they quote you a price, they include installation, state-of-the-art diagnostics. They hire the best in the business, and they accommodate you every way possible so that you can get in, get your car serviced, get back to work, and not have any hassle in the process. You don't have to beg somebody to, hey, could you pick me up here? And you don't need to do that with Don Duncan. They'll take you where you need to go.
They took me.
They are so just so good at facilitating your service needs. At all three locations, I mentioned Millbrook Highway 14 or McDonald's, Bell Road north of Vaughan, and, of course, 408 Madison downtown. It won't be long before the Duncans will be back, and we'll be getting ready for another football season.
Can you believe it?
No, I can't. At 6:59, quick check on traffic, then Fox...
Good Lord, man.
Don't ever hold the tip of your nose when you do that.
No, I don't.
Your brains
don't.
Look what somebody just posted on that disc jockey board.
Hush.
Look, we just did that.
That was the song of the day.
That was the song of the day.
They must be